make anything out of that milk, that flavored milk?
Yes. Now, I don't know how they took that clabber and made some kind of a... They cooked it and made a pudding out of it. Clabber pudding. Mm. But I don't know. I never did see Mother make one. Or if she ever did make one, I didn't know it. But I have heard people talking about eating. All that I have ate was just the clabber when it skimmed off. Get a piece of bread and eat some of it. I never was too much for milk.
Could you make this white stuff, you know, like you buy in stores nowadays? People eat it when they're going on a diet.
Cheese. Mother made cheese.
But it wasn't out of this clabber?
I reckon it was.
What I had in mind was cottage cheese. Is that made out of
milk? Yeah, made out of milk. Sure is. Mama made a lot of it.
What's that?
That cottage cheese. Yeah. Sure did. Yeah. But I really don't know just how she made that. My mother was a good cook.
Yes. You ever heard of anything called Blue John?
Oh, yeah.
What is that?
It's a milk that ain't got no cream on it much. Well, Mama used to say it was Blue John if you didn't feed the cow and take care of him. And it was. It was just... cow just turned out on the grass, no feed or nothing. Milk didn't have but no cream on it. Called a Blue John. But Mom fed her cow. Every day.
Talking about your mama and what she did around the house, oh, say when she got up in the morning, like maybe if she would dust a little bit or straighten a little bit here and there, what would she say she was doing?
Cleaning house. Straightening up. She usually got out of the bed, made her coffee, fixed breakfast. Then she went to the cow pen. Then she came back and strained that milk, and she cleaned up the house, straightened up. Never sat down. Never stopped.
What'd she use to sweep with?
Well, up until I was a great big boy, she gathered her own straw and made a broom. You get a water straw about that big. And she would clean that out good, and then she'd take a string and loop it around up, way up on that straw bunch of stuff. She'd go pick up straw, it was pretty tall. And then she'd wrap that string around there to the top of it and lace it in. She'd use that for broom. Of course, later on, she bought a broom.